Well, it was a good week for Luke Combs because he put out a brand new song and won for Single of the Year at the Academy of Country Music Awards, the ACMs that were held on Thursday on Amazon Prime. And the cool thing is we have an interview at the end of this podcast, right after the closing jingle, where you kind of get caught up with Luke Combs. We talked with him earlier this week.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one.
Wow,
and that's how we did the podcast.
Back in the day, though.
The podcast.
Back in the day.
Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast.
The podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
Well, that's what we need. We need a beatboxer on that.
I would need a staff beatboxer, like someone just.
Garrett,
like,
can you beatbox? No. Is this better than mine? Actually, I thought that was pretty
that
good.
That wasn't terrible.
I was in an a cappella group, but I was not the percussionist.
Was your a cappella group? Did it have like a kitschy goofy?
Were you
name?
Like Here Comes Treble or something?
No. Ours was actually one of the few names that wasn't like a play on words.
Aww.
We'll decide what was.
It was called The Ramifications.
I mean, that is absolutely.
Well, okay, it's a play on words, but it's not a play on a cappella musical terms. It's more of a play on like our school mascot. So
The Ramifications. And you're the Rams.
Yeah.
It says I choo choo choose you and there's a picture of a train.
Ramifications.
You still you keep in contact with them?
Not really.
Sweetheart. Were you Bowser? Do you know what that means?
Was I like a bass?
Yeah, sure.
I was a baritone. But I really only joined so that I could get the girl. Yeah.
That's what we need. And you got her.
And I got her. And now I'm not in the a cappella group anymore and I don't really talk to anyone.
Shout out to Mariah.
You said later, losers. I got your woman.
Actually, you know, I got to hear, what was the video from? It was you and your brother and somebody else. Y'all were doing the national anthem. Was that the Ramifications?
No, it was just, that was just Brian and I. We just did that by ourselves.
Okay. I didn't know if you guys were the lead singers.
Nah, Brian actually wasn't in it. He was busy doing other things, so.
You need a light in your room. Like, you look like you're in a pit.
He has a light. Oh, he has a light.
He just didn't have a
there you are.
On.
Yeah, people need to see you.
You're always talk to a dark window.
He's the handsome one. He's the young, pretty one. So, yeah, you get to be on camera.
Who all in here was on a singing group? In a singing group?
I did choir when I was in high school.
Okay.
You did? Because it was easy A, baby.
I think I did church choir until I was about 14.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever sing solo?
No.
Mm-hmm.
God, no.
Mm-hmm.
I hated when we had to do the scales and stuff. Like, that's how you had tests. I don't know if y'all's was different, but.
The do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do. Do, do, so, fa, mi, re, do.
It's actually why I quit, because they gave all the oldest kids in choir a solo for Christmas. And I was like, hi, but I can't really sing well. And they're like, no, it's a privilege because you're among the oldest kids. And I was like, but I don't wanna. And they made me. And so I'm up there in the choir loft and it came to my part and I just mumbled really low. Because I was like, I can't sing. I'm very aware of my limitations.
Man. I was in there for, and I was a baritone as well. I was in there for that Easy A.
Mm.
I mean, it was just that was the coast class. It was great. And you know what's weird is like choir class was a microcosm. You had offensive tackles from the football team. You had black guys, white guys, Asian guys, Hispanic. Everybody was all in there and everybody got along. Everybody was from all these complete different social groups. But when you were in that room, none of us wanted to be there. And so it was like kind of the same, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So we all became friends. And I love that. Maybe we need to put like a national choir in America.
It's like jury duty. You have to go.
And everybody has to do choir. And then we get along better because we have way too much division as it is in life.
Yeah.
Choir is the thing. It's that one thing that we all can like.
I feel like you have great intent. But here's the problem as adults, you can have people fighting over what songs to sing.
Yeah.
I'm singing Broken Wing, period.
You have to have a choir instructor.
A standardization
or leader.
Of.
A leader. Like, you know. Yeah.
That's the problem, right?
Okay, but you do a vote. you do a vote on everything, and then you have, you know, all these things. And
we're not real great at even doing
I
that.
I could be bought.
I mean, if I'm on a jury, I got to agree with 11 other people. Otherwise, it's invalid. So jury rules apply. Either we're all in or we're not.
Well, I think that I would like the voting thing, because if somebody really wants to do, like, their version of Drop It Like It's Hot, I'll be like, well, I mean... okay.
Here's me, like, National Choir.
$100, I'll
Let's
give you
sing
my vote.
Yankee Doodle.
You don't
want to
vote.
In.
You want to be bribed. There's
yes.
a difference.
Yes, I want to be bribed.
Yes.
Isn't that the beautiful thing about America?
No.
Is our votes are for sale?
No.
Jury tampering is a real problem, Bubba.
The constant wipe allows you to maintain your dignity.
Did she say the beginning?
The comfort wipe allows you to maintain your dignity.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
I watched that one day, and that's.
Did you watch the?
Yeah, I can't get that time
yeah,
back.
Yeah, yeah. Did you even know they make those?
No, I thought it was like the Squatty Potty. I thought it was fake, and then I realized, oh, this is.
I own the
thing.
Squatty Potty. I have the bidet. I got all the stuff. The only thing I don't have is
the comfort wipe.
I don't have that.
Give it time.
Yeah, and it'll also give you back your dignity.
That's what the bidet is for, though. The bidet.
Don't you have the Big Daddy? What's it called?
So I moved.
What was it called?
It was the Big Daddy toilet seat. And
Big John.
Big John. The Big John toilet seat. You guys can Google this thing. It is amazing. It's just a replacement.
I'm going to go to an incognito tab for that.
It's a replacement toilet seat that you can buy for your toilet. It is thicker plastic. It is wider. So they put like an extra little lip over the end. So it widens your toilet seat by like 4 inches. So
wow.
2 inches on each leg.
Wow.
And so your legs don't, you know, fall asleep on the toilet if you stay there a little while. And it's made for like 1,100 pounds.
You basically just gave yourself running boards for your legs.
That's basically what it is. And it's the most amazing, most comfortable toilet I ever owned. And when I moved, I meant to get it out of the house and turned in the keys, all that stuff. And I left my Big John toilet seat there. And I was so sad because it was in my bathroom, and I had to change the door.
Bet you it's still there.
Oh, yeah. You imagine the new owners. Honey,
it just
come
makes,
here a second.
It makes your toilet look over. It makes your toilet look obese.
Honey, does that look weird to you?
Yeah, there's a Bubba looking for a Big John. I mean, just the sentence in and of itself.
Oh, that one.
Big John toilet seat is awesome. Did y'all find it?
They're not looking for it.
We didn't go look for it.
I'm good.
No.
We got it. You did such a great
job
of describing it.
You described it, man. We
you
get
sold
it.
Us on it, though.
Dude,
it
tell just... you what, Carson. I'll buy mine. I'll throw one in for you.
Thanks.
That way you have
Thanks.
To go look for it.
They're right around $100, anywhere from $77 on Zorro, whatever that is.
I don't know that it would fit in my bathroom. Is it wider than the toilet itself?
Yes.
See, yeah, I don't think that would work in my bathroom.
Mm. What? You're...
Yeah, my bathroom is very small, and I'm very tight on space, so I had to take... I bought a specific kind of like shelving unit that fits between the toilet and the vanity, and I have to adjust it a certain way to make room for the toilet paper roll. That's how little space I have in my bathroom.
Wow, that's the only bathroom you have?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right, so I found it on Amazon. They have the open front, and then they have the rounded ones with the closed front, and they're $124 on Amazon. But, dude, I'm telling you, it is the most, and I mean, I was never, like, humongously obese.
You still aren't.
But it's the most comfortable toilet seat ever. Here you go, Carson. Give you a little look at the, I wish I could put it up on the screen.
That's
so... If you
sure
look, it just
so Bubba
kinda,
also had the squatty potty.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that
it just kind of hangs over the edges.
You know, it's a lot.
Honestly, it looks weird.
I would think modifying your diet would just save a lot of these problems.
Why not modify the toilet?
Yeah, I love it. It's just like no. I'll take the sixth pizza cake. I just need to have the Big John to go with it.
Once again, it's a very American thing.
I was going to say the rest of the world is like, show me you're an American without telling me.
That's it.
Exhibit A.
Look at these.
Yes.
Look at the stuff. The attachments. It
looks
is steel.
Bloated.
It is steel. Like unlike like every other toilet seat where they have the little plastic attachments where you screw it in and all that. No, man, this is metal.
I'm impressed by your enthusiasm on this topic.
No, really, because you guys reminded me that I need one again.
And it can hold up to 1,100 pounds. You said
I just closed it. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. It might be 1,300 pounds.
I mean, regardless, that's half a ton.
Yeah.
That's half a ton.
Isn't that great? Okay, maybe not.
I don't see enough of these on TLC.
Y'all are...
So when I'm watching my 600-pound life, I don't see this.
TLC is missing the boat.
You think
here.
You'd have a targeted audience right there.
1,200 pounds capacity. That means you and all your friends can use the toilet at the same time. I don't know if the porcelain is strong enough. It's awesome. Big John toilet seat. Search for them. They're great.
Carson,
we need to endorse them.
Yes, Steve. Yes.
Have you been following the Scotty Scheffler, Scheffler thing?
Yeah, I had to read about three articles
to
figure out exactly what was going on.
I really kind of don't. So he was showing up for, he shows up, so it's a big golf tournament going on. And he's the number one golfer in the world. He shows up for his tee time, or to get there, warm up.
And as of right now, as we're doing the podcast, he's still in the lead in the tournament, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
9 under.
Wow, is he really 9 under?
It says -9, so I think so.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what that means, right?
I know.
I was trying to sound, and then you had to ask, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I don't actually know.
It means
know.
He's next in line, party of nine, Scheffler.
Is that Celsius
no,
or Fahrenheit?
No, that's Scheffler that's leading. It's not Scotty Scheffler.
Oh, it isn't?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was a...
No. The names look very,
very similar.
From
I also don't have the best vision. I honestly thought there was a not a dash, but you know, the vertical line.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and then I was like, oh, that's cute. They gave space for the caddy. I thought that was like, it was like they put him as a team.
Caddy is such a thankless job.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think he showed up and there was an accident. Something happened. And I think somebody may have died.
There was a fatality.
Somebody died there.
Yeah,
okay.
Near the course, I think.
And so he couldn't get around. They had traffic closed. And I guess he like tried to go on around anyway, mm-hmm. and a cop was trying to stop him, and he got drugged maybe a little bit.
Yeah, it's like,
He had to go to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
And so...
Yeah, so it's a felony charge.
And he's playing
golf. It's
like
assaulting
right
an officer or something?
What? Yeah, second-degree felony assault, excuse me.
I bet that gets dropped. The
PGA...
Nobody wants any... Yeah, they're going to be like, hey, just... Here's
it's
you know,
the Morgan Wallen rule.
Here's $20,000. Just you know, buy yourself something.
What do you guys need for the police ball this year?
Mm-hmm.
You want Luke Combs to play it? We'll get you Luke Combs.
Yep. Yeah. Luke wasn't at the awards last night.
Mm-mm. No.
He was. A lot of people were like, "What's that about?" He was. He's in California getting ready for shows and didn't want to fly back and forth. I don't blame him.
Mm-hmm.
But what if he'd have won? Was there going to be that little satellite connection?
Did.
Of course.
No, but he did for a single of the year, but I didn't see his speech. Did somebody accept for him or?
Yeah. Did they present that during the show? I mean, did they?
I think
how many
they
did they do?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Because I fell asleep way too early tonight.
You people.
I might have been getting up for snacks.
What's your go-to snack? Like if I told you right now, hey, you're going to sit and watch something and eat what?
Oh, I like wavy potato chips dipped in Chick-fil-A sauce.
Ooh.
The wavy, the kind of the thicker ones?
Mm-hmm. With Chick-fil-A sauce.
And those will get in your teeth?
I mean, they kind of do, mm-hmm. but I have floss.
So do you like prefer the Chick-fil-A sauce is your favorite,
yeah.
even over like French onion?
Ooh, I hate onions, so I don't do anything. Ooh, I hate onions.
Hell of a good dip's good.
Gross. Yeah. A good solid ranch dip might be there. It's not always easy to find, but yeah, like Chick-fil-A sauce just kind of hits a spot when it comes to potato chips.
Just as a general dip.
Yeah.
You know, does it work for fries too? Because I don't really do Chick-fil-A.
Because the waffle fries.
I get it.
That's what I dip them in.
I never eat the fries. I always get like the little, the unbreaded, the grilled chicken nuggets or whatever. And I don't get the fries, so...
Yeah, I mean, I only eat the fries. I don't eat chicken. So
I don't like the grilled taste of most restaurants.
I don't like the grilled. Mm-hmm. I will be honest with you. That's my least favorite thing at Chick-fil-A. I get it because it's the healthier option.
Yeah, but it tastes chemically or something.
It's that. What do they use?
They use a marinade on it, and it's. I could drink it. I could drink that.
You like it.
I like it, yeah.
Somebody Chef said used they to work use, there. I mean, Garrett used to work there.
Wasn't it like a pickle juice or something like that?
That's for the chicken. It's, he's talking about
like the peanut oil. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. It's just got a thing in the, I don't know what it is. But Bubba's talking about the marinade for the fried, but I guess
for
maybe
the dried,
it's the same.
I mean the grilled.
Do they use the same marinade for the fried as they do the grilled?
Nope.
Oh,
there's a grilled marinade and then the fried, they put in like an milk wash.
Yeah.
And then
the milk? Is,
yeah, and it's cooked with peanut oil as well. So
wait a minute. You're telling me they wash my chicken in milk and then
they're not it's just like a milk wash to kind of wet it up so that it can get the
Is that not how you make fried chicken?
No, yes. I don't make
fried chicken. Yeah, like buttermilk. Okay, yeah.
You put it in buttermilk and then you dredge it and then you fry it.
I didn't know.
Have
this.
You tried the banana pudding milkshake they got out there now?
Oh yeah.
Brings all the boys to the yard.
Oh, yeah. I just saw it was like, "Oh, Chick-fil-A seasonal favorite."
Their seasonal milkshakes are just so good every time. The peach, I love the peach milkshake. In the winter, the candy cane or the peppermint. Mm.
Yep. Burger King's got a birthday pie right now. It's like, you know, they do the little slices of Hershey's and whatever pies. Oh. They have a birthday pie that's like awesome.
And McD's is doing the Granny McFlurry.
Speaking of McDonald's, when does the McDonald's Krispy Kreme partnership kick in full steam across the country?
I thought it was 2025.
Yeah, I was going to say they're only doing it in like select markets right now.
They're going to break breakfast. I mean, they really are, because Krispy Kreme is amazing and everybody loves like the McGriddles and all that kind of stuff. So
imagine. You can get a free Krispy Kreme tomorrow because they did a partnership with Dolly Parton. For Dolly Donuts, if you show up in like a Dolly t-shirt or you sing your favorite Dolly song at participating locations, you get a free glazed donut.
Oh, okay. Again, that is 5/18/24.
And breaking news, Big John Toilet Seats have that same partnership with Krispy Kreme and Burger King.
Do they really?
No.
Oh,
Papa. Wow, it was a bathroom joke.
The comfort wipe allows you to maintain your dignity.
Your dignity. Is that a Connecticut accent? Mm-mm.
Oh, someone was on social media saying that Carson doesn't have a Connecticut accent at all, so she's a fake Connecticut.
What?
Oh, you're a fake Connecticutian? Mm-hmm.
Connecticutian.
No, there are some people in Connecticut who sound a little more Boston. And if you go to the west side of the state, they sound a little bit more New York. But those of us in the center of the state are among the most phonetically correct in these 50 grand states of ours because we were raised properly. Thank you very much. You can take your Boston trash right back with you. Go watch your Sox. Hopefully they lose. Go Yankees. And yeah.
A little harsh.
I'm a fake Connecticut accent. Please. Please.
Yeah, they don't even listen to her accent. Just listen to her attitude.
Exactly. I mean, you can see the Connecticut show through, like, because, you know, like, people in the South, like, when they're about to say something kind of mean, they're like, bless her heart, but. And ours is, no offense, but. Like, it's a totally different thing.
Yeah. I know that guy, one guy called, he's. Where was he from? He was from some really rich part of Connecticut.
Yeah, he was from Fairfield County, which is where all the rich people who make their money in New York live.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he's somewhere in Fairfield County.
He felt like a kinship with you.
And he was selling a house or something like
Oh, yeah, it was his parents' property that had apparently been in his family. And like, oh, well, you know, I sold it and, you know, moved.
Made wads of cash.
Yep. Wow. Like, it was so fancy when he said, it's still one of my favorite calls. And he goes, yeah, you know, back in the day when we founded this town, you had to apply to live here.
Wait, what? Well, his family founded the town.
Not his family, but when the town itself was founded, he said that you couldn't just move to that town. Had to be allowed in.
Okay, that's how it is in England.
So we were talking to
British Rob, and he was telling us whenever I was there, we were going around to all these little towns. You can't build a bit. Like, let's say you want to move somewhere. First, they have to put you up to a vote, and the town votes on whether or not they allow you to move in, or the county, or whatever it's called over there. They vote. Let's say then you're approved, and you have this property. You have to then buy or build a home that matches all the other homes. So, like, if you're going to build this nice house, whatever, it has to be made of the same rock with the same roof work, with the same everything, so that within a couple, it has to all come from the same quarry. That way, within a couple of years, when the newness is kind of broken in and it starts to look like it's been there, the house looks like it's been there for 1,000 years like all the other ones. That's crazy talk.
On one hand, I like it. On the other hand, I'm like, that is the worst HOA I've ever heard of, that it's an entire town. HOAing you. Oof, that's rough, man.
But it's apparently super like exclusive. Everybody wants in.
It's so weird.
No, I don't want in. I'm good.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I would love, man, it's beautiful out there. That's out. I don't know the name of the town, and it's terrible. I feel bad for this, but It is right there by the Peak District where they filmed The Princess Bride. And the towns over there are gorgeous. Like, it's so crazy cute.
I don't need anybody coming into my yard with a ruler saying that it's 1/16 of an inch too high, my grass. I'm good.
Oh, I don't think that was what it did, because a lot of the stuff was very wild looking. Like, it was like fields and things like that. It looked like prairie grass. So it wasn't like they were over manicured. It's just all of the buildings had to match the other buildings.
Upon your approval, we give you a sheep. To cut your grass.
There were sheep.
And they that's what I'm saying.
And they had numbers on them and everything so they could identify who they belonged to.
So they were literally counting sheep?
Yeah. The whole town. It's a sleepy town. I mean,
there's like a whole company, a company that does goats, and they'll bring all their goats out in clear land. And they just let them eat.
Let them goat.
They let them goat.
Goat to it.
That's right. They ought to do that.
I love, like, the people that, because you can rent sheep and things like that, too. And maybe it's the goat thing, the same people, but they'll do, like, they'll mow your lawn. And you just rent these animals.
Rent
and
a sheep.
So they just walk around and cut your grass for you.
It's kind of like those little things at the mall, the fish that'll eat the dead skin off your feet.
Oh, that's so nasty.
For the pedicures, yeah.
That's nasty. Put your feet in water and they're in there.
Right? Isn't that weird? Good.
There's no way they make enough money to like stay afloat in those little mall kiosks.
Afloat.
I mean, they're there.
Have you done it?
No. My feet are. I got nice moisturized feet.
Oh, look at you.
You like get them feet moisturized, son? That's weird. I don't know why I did that.
I'm gonna say
Vino on it every night.
Three words that's gonna ruin the whole day. Old people feet.
The comfort wipe allows you to maintain your dignity.
See? It was there. Old people feet. Mm. It's the worst.
What?
Old people feet.
What about
dude, like when your dad walks around sockless.
Oh, it's nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, like old people feet. It's what happened.
Each of his toes looks like the face of a garbage pail kid.
Except for Lair Bear's got one less of them.
That's right.
It's true. He lost one.
We're down a man.
Did they let him keep that?
No.
He's got it on a necklace.
He did ask, of course.
It's a toe tag.
Stop it.
So they said no?
Yeah, they said, no, we can't do that, Mr. Larry, because it's a biohazard. Well, it's mine. I paid for it. Just don't forget, this is also the same guy. Well, anyway.
He's not wrong. It is.
I mean, the thing is, I'm kind of Team Larry on this.
Yeah, I asked when I had my gallbladder out. I wanted it back. I was like, can I have that? And they're like, no. Sorry. It's already.
Isn't there a thing where there's couples that keep the placenta or do something?
Yeah.
Like that? I mean, why can't he have his toe?
Yeah, people eat the placenta.
Man, why can't he have his toe?
That's so wild.
Let the man have his toe.
That feels wrong. Like, that's my body part.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You'd think you'd have a. I don't know.
Like, if it's going to, like, decompose, I'll let it happen at my house. You know?
Yeah, just put it in a formaldehyde jar or whatever. Yeah.
What's that? That's my toe.
Isn't that something y'all drank in Japan with that snake and
snake.
Did you drink it?
No, I was not brave enough. So they have, it's like the equivalent of a rattlesnake. It's like this highly venomous snake. And they basically had the Japanese version of tequila. And instead of having a worm in it, they literally had this snake coiled up inside. And, you know, they're like, yeah, good luck. You should be fine.
It just sits in there.
But the problem was, it wasn't that there was a snake in this alcohol. It's that pieces of the snake had flaked off into the liquid. And it's just floating all over. It was the nastiest thing. And all these Marines are like, because we were on Camp Fuji. And all of them are like, yeah, you know, doing the whole thing. And I'm like, bruh, no. No, they were like, you want it? And I'm like, nope.
I'm good.
I'm not as manly as you.
I was gonna say, they're real men. Yep. Mm-hmm.
If this is the match, mm-hmm. I'm going to lose.
If this is the test, I have failed.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So
I think that's pretty much everything. Did we cover everything?
I think we did.
The ACM Awards were pretty great. Some of us stayed awake for them. Some of us did not. Some of us had chips with... ranch. Some of us did not.
Seemingly ranch. Mm. No, I don't know. It's my Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. What was the
ketchup and seemingly ranch? Yep.
And didn't they make that for a little while?
Ranch. Yep. Yeah. We have a whole video about it. You can find that through our social medias.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
It's hilarious. Something we've already talked about, we don't remember.
I know.
All the time. Speaking of, I would like to, let me find his name here. It's Brian, but I want to make sure I get his name right. I think it's Dunn. Brian Dunn. He is one of our 17 listeners, and he is a golf course superintendent, as we were talking about Scheffler. But he is the superintendent at Adair Manor Golf Club course in County Limerick, Ireland. And he listens to the show and watches all the YouTube videos and all that kind of stuff. So big shout out to him. He invited us to go play golf. And I was like, oh, man, I used to be a decent golfer. I used to be able to hit 400 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I can do it anymore because I just don't play. But 350 to 400 was kind of standard. I could drive a par four.
I ain't as good as I once was.
But once. I can do it. I'm good for one round, I think, right now. So if anybody needs someone to hit the drives for their scramble, I'll be your guy.
Everyone else, have a wonderful weekend.
Thank
everybody.
You.
And don't forget, next weekend is Memorial Day weekend. And I don't know. Are we going to do a podcast next Friday or no?
I mean, I don't see why we wouldn't.
Okay, well, sometimes we don't on holiday days. So, all right, well then, good. We'll see you next
week.
We'll
say that now. But, you know, we may not.
No promise.
But who knows? We'll see.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio.
The Comfort Wife
every day
allows you to maintain your dignity.
What's up, Luke?
Yo.
Yeah. Dude, how cool is the... You're going to be... Dude, you're going to be the sound of a movie.
It's pretty cool stuff.
That's stupid.
Not just a movie. Twisters. Twisters, one of my favorite movies ever. Cow!
Yeah.
I mean, I just
say... I know, right?
Anytime it's like raining really bad, I'll do that. Just walking around the house. I'll be like, cow!
Yeah.
Another cow.
Just flying through the air, you know?
Is there a, when you, where were you? Do you remember where you were when they're like, hey, do you want to do the song for the movie Twister? Or was it one of those, like, you just like,
I have like a weekly, like, me and my team have like a weekly call on Wednesdays. And so, like, anything that comes in that week, we like go over just because, like, the kids are so little and stuff that's like, it's hard to like look at stuff as it comes in, you know?
Yeah.
And so they asked me about it and I was like, yeah, that sounds awesome, you know?
Do you get a lot of things and you're like, eh? Like, everyone's like, yeah, yeah, we should do that. And you're like, eh, I don't want to do that.
Oh, absolutely. All the time.
Like, yeah. I'm so thankful that you did the Crocs thing because the Crocs was a great tie-in. Are you still doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'd love to do something else in the future. I think would be exciting.
Do you even know what all you're doing?
I have a pretty good handle on it, I feel like.
I mean, it's a lot. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. There's like alcohol. There's like footwear. There's like a move. I mean, you get all kinds.
A bar.
I mean, you're in the
middle. True.
I don't know.
There's a lot of stuff going on for sure. But I stay pretty downloaded on it, you know. But I mean, it's like if it wasn't that weekly call, man, I'd have no idea what was going on.
Yeah. This new one is called. So Carson's a huge fan of this. It's, I think, because it has a rock feel on it.
Yes.
It's called Ain't No Love in Oklahoma.
That song is dirty.
That's some dirty.
It feels good. It's heavy feeling.
It is heavy. I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, so you remember the original Twisters movie, right?
Oh, very much so.
All right. Do you want to play some Twisters trivia? Of course you do.
Oh, gosh. Let's do it.
All right. So I have some things that are true and some that are false. And so you have to tell me which is true or false. After Bill Paxton died in 2017, Spotter Network choreographed 200 storm chasers to spell out BP with their GPS tracker blips on a radar display to honor him. True or false?
True.
I wouldn't
better
do
be true.
I wouldn't do a death thing with the false.
Yeah, right.
He died.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He died.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. A recording of a camel's moan was slowed down and used as the sound of the tornado.
That's false.
That is true.
What?
That's true.
That's crazy.
There are a total of four tornadoes in the film.
False. There's got to be more than that.
Yeah, there is. There's eight. Good job. Yeah. They used a real cow in that cow scene.
False.
The film was notorious for destroying surround speakers in theaters worldwide due to the loud and bass-heavy surround channel.
That's true.
That is true.
Wow. You're really good at this.
The movie took an extra 2 months to film because they were waiting on real rain.
True.
False. No, it's false. They can make rain. Come on, bro.
That's true.
And then
I didn't know in 96 if they could, though.
Well, they made Twisters.
But not in 96, though. Like, they weren't.
What do you mean? No, I don't.
They made the movie in 96, but I didn't know if they had the rain thing down, like making the rain thing, you know?
Yeah.
I thought that was maybe a new technique.
You know, when they did Jurassic Park, those were real dinosaurs.
Okay, finally.
I did know that.
Luke, in the scene right before Aunt Meg's house gets hit by the tornado, you can see a movie playing on her TV. The movie is A Star is Born from 1954, and the actress is Judy Garland, who also plays Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Dorothy is the name of the research device the crew's trying to get sucked up by a tornado. Is this true or false? This is true!
Wow.
That's nice. True. Nice. Well done. Luke Combs is joining us. He is pumped up. He got this Ain't No Love in Oklahoma, the new song, which is also going to be in the Twisters soundtrack. What else is going on in your world, man? What are you kind of digging on? What's the best thing that you bought lately?
Best thing I bought lately. Who knows? I mean, there's no telling.
Have you bought something?
I bought a lot of kid stuff.
Oh,
you know? Yeah. Kids' toys and things like that, you know?
The coolest thing I bought was a siphon for gasoline. Like, I know it's like $7. And it's awesome. It's a pump. So you don't have to suck on the hose.
You don't get gas in your mouth?
No, exactly. So you can move stuff from one can to the other without ever having to start it. It primes itself.
That's pretty nice, actually.
Yeah,
that's pretty nice, actually.
Doesn't have to be like some cool, crazy car or anything like that. The coolest thing you bought can be anything.
Hey, have you talked to...
Have I talked to who?
Have you talked to Kane lately, Kane Brown?
A couple weeks ago, I feel like. Maybe a month ago. A month and a half, 2 months.
Did he tell you about he got the snip?
I did not hear that.
Yeah, he did. He brought you up, and I was like, I don't know.
I don't have it. I don't have it. You know, I'm dreading the day when that happens. Just, you know, I'm just nervy about medical stuff. You know?
Me too, man. Dude, it's gosh, so I had it done twice.
Well, that's the bad thing is that you have to be awake for it.
Mm-hmm.
And like actually big D.
Well, your wife has to be a wife for childbirth. Calm down.
True. That's fair.
That is not fair. Carson, first off, you know, we all make sacrifices, okay? So just like
you had a real hard 9 months twice.
Luke, yeah, I feel like if you would have done it if you could have, you know.
Of course.
Good cop over here. Thanks, Luke.
Luke's like, this is what we all say in the meetings. We say, okay, guys, they bring this up. Say you would do it in our place. All right. Yes. All in favor. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. What made you want to go more rock on this?
Well, I just think that was probably like, you know, I think that was kind of the vibe they were going for. And so, you know, I was more than willing to oblige.
Did they kind of give you some directions like, hey, make it this kind of more way or than the other?
Yeah, it was really like, you know, we got together. I didn't get to see like any visuals of the movie or anything like that. Obviously, I had seen Twister, the original, you know, years back. And so I was familiar with kind of what was going to go on, at least in my own head. And but we got together with they had a whole team working on this soundtrack, and they had some, you know, just kind of, they were essentially just pitching us kind of a storyboard of like what they imagined. And so I was sitting there, you know, jotting down titles and, you know, vibes of what I thought would work. And, yeah, man, two or three days later, we had the song done and got
two or three days later, you had the song done.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they were stoked about it, man. They loved it when we sent it. And, so then we went in to kind of do a full recording on it and nailed it. You know?
Yeah. Sounds great. Real quick, what's your thoughts on the whole AI thing? Do you think this
bringing
is,
back Randy's voice?
I think it's such a razor's edge for me, mm-hmm. right? You know, like it's incredible, you know. I think that's probably the best version of what it can be used for, to be completely honest. You know, I think being able to do that, I think for, you know, Randy and for his fans and for country music is incredible. But it's such a tightrope walk of like when do we have a new single from, you know, Elvis?
Yeah.
You know, when does that happen? You know, like does it box out, at what point does it box out new artists, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's when it came out on the air where we said if I was an artist I would be
terrified.
I would be kind of weirded out about it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's definitely a mixed feelings thing. I think that is an incredible use case for what it could be beneficial for, though.
Yeah,
if used in the right way, I think that's the way it should be used.
Yeah. Luke Combs, his new one's called Ain't No Love in Oklahoma, and check out all the touring and all the merchandise. He needs help. He's struggling, so you buy some Crocs or something from him and help pay for, you know, daycare.
Absolutely.
Yeah, charity called Luke's Kids.
Yeah, charity Luke's Kids. Yep. All right, Luke, we love you, man. We'll holler at you later.
All right. Appreciate it, boys. Thank y'all.